Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a great long weekend and that you're ready to kind of get back in gear and be a good little patriot. I pretty much took a long vacation for the weekend as far as staying away from the news. But let's get back to the Lord in prayer and get started with another week, my patriot friends. For such a time as this, we praise you, O God, with grateful hearts for all that you have provided to us, the many blessings, and the blessings, Father, that we don't even recognize because we're so spoiled. Father, I personally thank you for my family, my husband, my friends, that have stayed so close to me through some pretty tough times. And Father, I pray that this nation will be grateful, that this nation will wake up and realize what you have done for us and how we have wasted all those blessings, how we have taken everything for granted. Forgive us, Father. You are a forgiving Father, and we are a spoiled bunch of children. Forgive us. And may we be a repentant people as a nation. Father, I'm going to ask for your protection once again. Every day I ask for this, Father. I believe we are headed into some pretty rough times. May your people, may your children be ready, be prepared. Equip us, Father, for what we need. Guide us and guard us. You are the truth. You are the way and the light. May we stand on that always, on that truth always, and follow your word and your path. Liberty comes from you, Abba Father, not from anything else or anyone else. May we always remember that. And know that America was built on your word and your laws. We have lost our way. We are now a nation of no laws, because we have failed to acknowledge you. For such a time as this, I ask you to convict our hearts and make us a repentant people. May we be disciples for you and praying patriots, who will be your soldiers to bring America home. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray, patriots, pray. I spent some time with some friends this weekend, and my girlfriend, her alarm went off on her watch, or phone, excuse me. She said that was the time of day that she used to pray, and she set her alarm to remember that. I think that's a good idea. Maybe we should all do that. Set a time. Not just the time we have here. I really appreciate that, and I look forward to it. But not just you, but I. We need to set that clock. We need to be in a constant attitude of prayer. This nation needs the remnant of God's people to pray. I heard it said that we don't need necessarily revival. We need an awakening. We have so many lost people in this nation alone. And they're in the leadership. And that is scary. Now is not the time for sunshine patriots in America. A Sunshine Patriot is a disloyal soldier who only helps their country's patriots when they are winning and abandons them when they are losing. This is one of the primary reasons, it is said, why George Washington struggled to hold soldiers during the Revolutionary War. Thomas Paine, in his novel, The Comerica Crisis, number one, uses the reference of the summer soldier and the sunshine patriot, where he mentions people who were pro-independence before the war, but changed their minds once it got started. You know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and the cowards start running the other way. The word sunshine soldier means that sunshine is bright and always associated with happiness, just as when one side wins a battle in a war and more people want to fight because they're on the winning side. However, when the sun sets and their fighting side loses a fight, the soldiers betray their comrades and abandon the war. So, sunshine patriot means a non-loyal soldier who supports the country when they are winning and turns their back on their country when it is losing. Now is not the time for sunshine soldiers, patriots. Absurdities from the media have confused and misled the masses of Americans. Do you know what you believe? Do you really know what you believe? Or do you believe what you are told? Can a man be pregnant? If you say such, should you apologize? If you say he cannot be pregnant. In America, are you allowed a differing opinion? Or should you be careful? You know, I believe the term is walking on eggshells. Not to offend others. Should or is hoisting the flag and pledging allegiance to your country causing others to feel uncomfortable? If so, who's the one with the problem? We're told many stupid things by the media. I'm not going to use big words. I think stupid's a good word. In this, it's a plain and simple enough to understand that if you are offended by a flag, if you think that it's wrong to say a man can't be pregnant, which is truth, and it is science, then I think you're just plain stupid. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. So Joy Behar can debate me if she wants, but I would like her to point out one man she saw pregnant. Besides Arnold Schwarzenegger on that movie, you know. If you are offended by that, by the statement, men can't get pregnant, you're the one who needs therapy. And I do not need to be reprogrammed, because I am right and you are wrong. We are in a Cold War, not with the Taliban. That won't be a cold war. That'll be a heated war. But with the communist woke comms who are out to destroy truth, that's the only reason somebody could say, well, that's offensive to say that a man can't be pregnant. They're out to destroy truth. They have no integrity, and therefore they can't stand integrity, which is somebody who stands for the truth. They want to destroy freedom, life, and liberty, once and for all. If we do not stand up now, be not the sunshine patriots, but the summer soldiers, and put an end to all this nonsense, there will cease to ever be any happiness in America. If you are weak at heart, we don't want you in this fight. Get out of the way. Now is not the time for sunshine patriots. Bring on the summer soldiers. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
My company sells an incredible nutritional product called Immuno 150. It contains 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. It was formulated to improve immune systems. My name is Elmer Heinrich. My wife and I have used Immuno 150 for 20 years. She is 78 years old, in perfect health, and as active and vibrant as she was 30 years ago. We don't take any drugs. We are never sick. I am 87 years old. Have not had a cold in 20 years with blood pressure at 116 over 66, blood oxygen level at 100%, blood sugar at 90, PSA at 0.00, and I can do anything I did 25 years ago. I urge you to try Immuno 150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm kind of confused as to what day it is because we had this long weekend and I had to keep, it got to be a joke. I kept having to look at my husband and tell him on Friday, this is not Saturday, this is not Saturday, to convince myself. And I hope you enjoyed the shows that we had prepared for you. We did rerun one on Friday. And Monday I made a special show for you. I'd like to hear from you. If you really appreciate those, give us a call or drop us a card in the mail and let us know you appreciate those. They take a lot of time to put together. And I'll tell you what, Beth learns a lot when she does that. And I hope that I'm able to pass that along to you, because I've learned that learning is a good thing. So, going back now, coming back into reality, we were at the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend, and Rudy's got a place down there, and we went down there and stayed with him and some other friends, and had a great time of just relaxing. But now we're back into the reality. Rudy always says it's like he's entered an island, and then you get off the island and you come back home. So last night, late, I started watching the news once again. You know what? It had changed a whole lot since I'd walked away from it on earlier last weekend. But here's some headlines out of different places. This was coming from Newsmax, and I am going to talk about it a little bit. A rescue team. State Department is claiming credit for Afghanistan rescue, which is absolute nonsense because it was vets who went out there on their own. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Biden, the chief of staff, backs green energy despite his costly role in Solyndra scandal. You see, they don't believe what they preach. I said woke equals stupid, but maybe woke equals liar. Just lies. That's all it is lies. There is no such thing as global warming, climate change being an existential threat. The existential threat is them using that lie to remove your liberties, remove property rights, remove it all, and control your lives. The right to work economies, some of these states are coming back with the right to work for recovery, are working better for recovering faster than the COVID. And it goes, that's a Fox News business article. The other one was Newsmax, and the one about green energy came from Daily Signal. So I'm just giving you some random here. Stalinist cruelty. Biden's administration's gay transportation secretary erases mom from newborn lives. Why do you think that is? Why do they need to attack women, these gay men? Why do you think that is? I put stupid. That's what I put down. I don't know how else to describe it other than they're liars. They're lost. Top medical group pushes late-term abortion with misleading studies. That one's coming from the Washington Free Beacon. National Archives places harmful language alert. Now listen to this. This is the National Archives, and it places a national harmful language alert on pages hosting U.S. Constitution. Warning. Harmful content. Language content. If you say liberty, if you say freedom, man, that is apparently scary words for people. Independence, oh my gosh! And that's what we're dealing with, my friends. That's what we're dealing with. Now, let's talk about a little ignorance gone to seed and somebody who needs to be disciplined, and I mean extremely disciplined. This is a teacher from Las Vegas, and she's under fire, and rightfully so, it says allegedly, but they caught her red-handed, taping a mask to a 9-year-old student who forgot to put his mask back on after he got a drink of water at the drinking fountain. Or maybe it wasn't the drinking fountain. They're probably not allowed to use that during COVID. It's crazy, right? Well, the mom of the student is furious and believes corporal punishment in the school should not be happening. You know, they stopped spanking them a long time ago, but now they're going to start duct taping their mouths shut with to make sure they don't, you know, lose that mask. Duct tape it on. Apparently, it's not the first time this teacher has been caught doing this. They're disciplining her in what way? In what way are they disciplining her? Parents have got to start standing up. It's not enough. They've got to go to this school board meeting. They've got to be at that principal's office day after day after day after day and hound them and say, these are my children. You're not going to make them wear these masks, and you're certainly not going to tape them on their face. It was totally humiliating for the child. Now, if the child was doing something wrong, that would be totally different. This isn't something the child did wrong or intentional. A 9-year-old is not going to wear his mask every minute you want him to wear his mask. The mom reported that one of the administrators noticed the tape on his face. One of the administrators noticed it. The teacher was caught, so it's not allegedly. Whereupon they removed the adhesive and notified the principal of the public shaming display. It said it happened with another boy. It said school boss. I don't know what a school boss is. Went to the classroom to investigate and reportedly saw another boy with tape across his face. I'm thinking this lady's in the wrong profession. I'm noticing it. They were both male children that she was taping their mouths shut or their face masks on. This is what I think. I think parents need to start showing up to school. If you can't homeschool, you need to start showing up to school randomly to check on your child. This is nothing short of child abuse. It seems that the left and the woke are okay with child abuse. They're okay with perverts walking into the girls' bathrooms or the boys' bathrooms. They're okay with stripping your children of their innocence. It's nothing short of child abuse. Plain and simple. Another thing they could do is sue this teacher. I'm not a proponent of suing everybody, but they need to be held responsible, personally responsible. That was a personal action. It wasn't an action that she took, say, this is the rules of the school, so we're going to tape your mouth shut. We're going to tape that. We're going to duct tape that mask to your face since you can't remember to take it off, put it back on after you get a drink of water. Child abuse. And it's stupid. I don't know how else to put it. Abusive and stupid. I wonder how much she paid for her college education. Not enough. So we have this rescue team. I'm going to change the topic here. We have this rescue team of military veterans from Afghanistan who went on their own back in there to rescue a few people, a few Americans. It was a private rescue team that helped four Americans evade Taliban checkpoints and evacuate Afghanistan. Along with the Republican lawmakers, is calling out the absolute nonsense that the State Department is taking credit for this mission. The State Department left those people behind, knowing that they were going to face more than likely death by torture, maybe beheaded, maybe put into slavery, maybe raped. Remember the one woman, and I can't remember her name, that they held for several years, and they raped her and beat her repeatedly, and she died. These are the people we're dealing with. And not only that, but this administration has brought tens of thousands of them into this country. And guess where they're landing them? In the swing states. Are they going to be able to push through an amnesty bill and make them all citizens before 2022 so they can all vote Democrat? Wake up. We don't need. Now is not the time for sunshine shoulders. We need some summer soldiers, and we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm going to make a couple of more points, and then I'm going to get on with something that I really want to share with you. And later we'll try and share it again, because I need it. Maybe you do too. But Biden, you noticed, he had an entire press conference to address the pro-life win in the Texas Supreme Court. He was late to every press conference on Afghanistan and has swept every question about it under the rug. That's coming from Representative Jody Height. I didn't hear her say this. Well, I did, because they were playing it on a Newsmax show last night. But Joy Reid, and I wanted to look it up and get it in its perfect quotation, and I failed to do that before the show. But she basically said, if you don't believe in vaccinations, forced vaccinations, and everybody being vaccinated, you're not pro-life. Well, to go back to the word stupid, this is a woman who doesn't believe in life. She believes in death. She believes in abortion. So would that mean that everybody who believes in forced vaccinations or vaccinations for everyone is pro-life? You see how ignorant these people are? Their lies are just constant, just absolutely constant. And even those who haven't been watching things very closely can see that Biden is in trouble. and the polls are showing it. It says the Zogby poll finds that one-fifth of likely U.S. voters who voted for Joe Biden are sorry that they chose him to lead this country. I don't know what they were thinking in the first place, other than they don't actually see and know anything about what's going on. And I'm not saying that to be cruel. I was once there, where I wasn't paying attention. When I had my five little ones at home, and I was at home with them, I used to kind of chuckle. You know, people would say this and that. I go, if it hasn't happened in my laundry room or kitchen, I don't know what's going on. And that was pretty much true. I was busy taking care of my children as best I could. I was far from a perfect mother. You ask each one of them and they'll tell you. But I did the best I could. But they had all of my attention. And now I'm thinking maybe I was wrong in that. And I should have been paying a little more attention to what was going on politically. Thomas Klingenstein is the chairman of Claremont Institute and managing member of Cohen Klingenstein LLC. Somebody from American Greatness wrote an article about A Patriot Speaks. And I was listening to his speech this morning, which was about 22, 23 minutes long, but I couldn't find it in text. I found it in partial text. And I want to share it with you as much of it as I can get out. Why, Beth? Why are you going to read to us again? Because I believe hearing these things out loud is encouraging, and it drills it into us how important it is. He titled it, "We're Winning the Cold Civil War." He says, "We find ourselves in a cold civil war, but we have no real generals. A war without generals is no war at all. And there is no liberty or death, only death. The death of our once cherished republic. Leading Republicans, who should be our generals, fighting the battles, sometimes with spirit, but they do not seem to see the war in its entirety, particularly in cultural aspects," he says. "This war is between those who are convinced that America is good and those who are convinced that America is bad. The latter wish to destroy the American way of life. They go about it by trying to force everyone to say that America is systemically racist. If they can convince us of this falsehood, they will be well on their way to overturning the American way of life. You cannot win against an enemy that has no name. My entry for a name is Woke Communism, Woke Com for short. This name evokes totalitarianism, which is what the enemy seeks to impose." If you remember, I'm going away from the speech here for a second. That's what they accuse Trump of. "In a traditional totalitarian regime, the government uses arbitrary violence to control every aspect of public and private life. In America, the government does not control everything, but it influences a lot. And where the government leaves off, the cultural business complex takes over. Education, corporate media, entertainment, big business, and especially big tech, are, to varying degrees, aligned with the Democrat Party, which is now controlled by the Wokecoms. These institutions, together with the government, function as a totalitarian regime. Instead of violence, there is canceling. Wokecoms believe that justice is group, outcome, equality. So, for example, the woke communists believe that blacks, who account for about 13% of the population, should therefore have 13% of the nation's chief executive officers, prisoners, heart attacks, wealth, top test scores, homes, corporate board seats, seats, school suspensions, and everything else you can think of. Equal everything is what WOKECOM call social justice. Any disparities in outcomes, say the WOKECOMs, are necessarily due to racism and nothing else. Eliminating a group become outcome differences, as the WOKECOMs aim to do, can only be achieved by destroying the rule of law and the Constitution. If, he says, the black prison population is more than 13%, the woke communists prescribe, among other things, early release of prisoners, discriminalizing various offenses, and, of course, defunding the police. Too many Asians or elites at elite schools will change the admission standards. Too few blacks in advanced placement high school courses eliminate such courses, and at the same time minimize the value of excellence and hard work. And religion, civic life, and family must go. In totalitarian regimes, there can be no private institutions or moral authority that compete with the state. Think about that statement. In a totalitarian regime, there can be no private institutions or moral authority that compete with the state. Of course, the institution with the WOKECOMs must completely control, the institution they must completely control is education. Successful implementation of the WOKECOM agenda requires convincing Americans of a series of lies. The first and foremost lie is, as I have said, America is systemically racist. We hear it from every direction, from morning to night, but endless repetition does not make it true, because it isn't. We're going to stop right there. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. This gentleman, I want to get him on the air. I don't know if I can or not. He has it together. He has the answers. And you know what he says at the end? The answer is you. The hope is in you, America. The people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, is the keynote speaker for BK Foundation's Kansas City Pro-Life event. Holtis had the honor of announcing the last two Super Bowls and is the longest tenured and most decorated play-by-play voice in franchise history. In 2020, Mitch was named the Missouri Sportscaster of the Year, his eighth time receiving this prestigious award. His work has been featured on both ESPN and Fox Sports, and he has won three Emmys from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Today, Mitch uses his voice to defend life and inspire others to do the same. Holtis supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. See Mitch Holtis at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 24th, at the Sheraton Overland Park Hotel in Overland Park, Kansas, at Vitae Foundation's annual Kansas City Pro-Life event. That's Mitch Holtis on September 24th in Overland Park, Kansas. Register today at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I was sharing this writing with you. Actually, it was a speech that he gave. And he was talking about systemically racist. America being, we're told over and over again that that's what we are. And he says the fact is it isn't true. He says the corollary to this big lie is another lie. America is about to be overrun by white supremacists. This is pure nonsense. As is the lie that police wantonly target blacks. Black Lives Matter, the BLM, cares about black lives and righting past injustices. That's another lie. More lies. But we should pay attention to the BLM because, as we learned during the riots, BLM represents the leading edge of the Democrat Party. In all totalitarian regimes, it is necessary to silence those who challenge the lies. We see this with increasing regularity. American citizens getting canceled, fired and denied access to social media. More terrifying still, the censorship is becoming a fact of life. Republicans cannot let this stand. But there is much more than censorship. Rioting is sanctioned immigration laws, and other laws go unenforced. This is a mob rule. That's what democracy is, my friend. For distribution of COVID-19 relief funds, minority-owned businesses are expressly given preference, pitting races against each other will not end well. The United States military says it's looking for, not for warriors, but for women with two moms. Other than the woke communists themselves, how many of our young men and women will be prepared to die for a country that puts diversity over human life? The election of 2020 indeed was, he says, speaking broadly, stolen. Not necessarily only by election fraud, but by 4 years of unrelenting, deliberately dishonest attacks on President Donald Trump. If we are to save America, we must stop teaching our citizens, current and future, that their country is no good,
and expect to have a country for very long. Americans know perfectly well that their country has sinned. Even so, they believe, and quite rightly, he says, that America is as good as a country can get. We should be very proud of America. But if we are to save this great republic, Republicans must understand we are in a war. And then they must act accordingly. We need political generals who will fight as if the choice were between liberty and death, because it is. He says, I am not without hope. Parents are pushing back against America, America is racist curriculum. And such citizens are part of the huge army that Trump has mobilized. This army is raring to go. But it needs direction. If Republican leaders start speaking the truth loudly and passionately, the army will follow. I will add, we are not the minority, America. But we must stop being silent and passive. Now is not the time for sunshine patriots. I was writing down as I was in the break what woke calm the communists that are running this country, this regime, this totalitarian regime. Up is down. That's what they want you to believe. Up is down. Down is up. Good is evil. Evil is good. And for them to accomplish what they must, lies are necessary. Woke is stupid. Woke is lies. That's the truth. The woke-com, the communists, do they not know who the enemy is? That they have allowed the opening of our borders, that they have allowed tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Afghanistans, many of them were probably Taliban or ISIS, who will fight, who will create a war within our own land. Do they not realize they're the enemy? Do they know who the enemy is? Do they? Well, perhaps they do. Because to them, the enemy is you. We, the people, are the enemy. So again, I say, now is not the time for sunshine patriots. You need to be a summer soldier. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those who are greedy and want to just keep getting and getting and getting. It is for those who want to be independent, who believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, what our founding fathers stood for. Were they perfect men? No, they were not. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. That was a typing exercise that I have never forgotten. The line. It was just a line. Hit almost every key on the typewriter. You had to type it faster and faster and faster. Now is not the time for sunshine patriots. We need summer soldiers who believe in God, who believe in family, who believe in morality, who believe in integrity, who believe in a country, one nation under God, who are not afraid, who do not find the flag offensive, to find the flag. You know, do you get those little goosebumps when you see the flag flying? What about the flag last week that was half-mast? Why was it only half-mast for a short period of time? because they want you to forget that they killed 13 men and women over there in the Afghanistan in the debacle. Was it a debacle or was it intentional? I believe it was intentional. Now is not the time for sunshine patriots, my friends. Now is the time for summer soldiers. Be a radical for this republic. You are not offensive. You are standing for truth and for life and for liberty. And it is only the summer soldier who will stand. It is only the summer soldier standing for what is good, and that is God, who will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.